Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and you're worshiping with us on the 30-minute broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Sing with us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for being tuned our way today. I hope you can just stay tuned for the next half hour. Let's worship and praise the Lord together. And by the time this service is over, we want you to be able to testify you have been in the presence of the Lord. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, today could be the very day that your life could change and you could repent of your sins and be born again. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, reading from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 in King James Version. Therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are they which wait for Him. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When He shall hear it, He will answer thee. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God as we begin today's broadcast service. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information, and maybe you could call and invite someone and tell them that we're here. Page 779 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Let's sing together on I'll Fly Away. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, in the morning, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, when the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away, like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, hallelujah. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. cried, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Clap your hands and sing, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Well, it won't be an airplane ride. It'll be a plain air ride when the trump of God sounds. Well, it'll be the trip of a lifetime. It'll be a one-way ticket to the sky. Brother Cap Baker used to sing, I've got my one-way ticket to the sky. Praise God. We're headed on a journey. Matthew 5:48 is our precious promise today. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Wonderful instruction from God's Word and a commandment for us. Well, we are to strive for perfection, and we are to live for Jesus and draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us, and we can move toward perfection, and we can obtain the completeness in the Spirit of the Lord, because our Father in heaven is perfect. Let's pray together today. Bring your request to the altar. Let's pray for our lost loved ones. Let's ask the Lord to speak to their heart one more time before it's too late. And let's ask the Lord to plead with them in such a way that many will feel that conviction and repent of their sins. Father, we're so thankful today that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're thankful today, Lord, that you have provided salvation for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever lived or will ever live. We thank you, Lord, that you're not going to come until everyone has an opportunity to repent. Lord, somehow or another, get the gospel message to everyone that's alive today. And Lord, I know you're going to give each one of them an opportunity to repent. And Lord, I just pray that many will repent. We're glad, Lord, for your justness, and we're glad for your fairness. We're glad for your equality. We're glad, Lord, for the way that you welcome people into the family of God. Use this service today. Use it for the glory of God. Touch some heart. Anoint us, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to someone. I pray that someone will be healed, and someone will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and someone will be, in a place, Lord, where you can meet their needs and bless their heart. We give you praise today, Lord, for all you do for us. Lord, thank you for everyone that helps us to stay here through prayer and through the financial giving. We give you praise today. Bless the stations that carry this service, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him and sing. He is Lord. Now he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. serve. He's not Lord of all. He's not Lord at all. In just a little while, I'll be ready to take down her contact information. Sister Linda has selected one entitled, I Like the Promise. Christ is offering all his children, come and be blessed. All ye now heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Just lean on his promise, brother, you'll find it's true. I like the one that says I'm coming for you. I like the promise that he gave when he left. And though he's the rock and I can hide in the cleft, though he will pilot my soul on through, I like the promise I am coming for you. The sainted pilgrims gone on before, loved ones who left us now wait on that shore. Sometimes their leavings left me lonely and blue, till Jesus whispers, I am coming for you. I like the promise that he gave when he left. Oh, he's a rock and I can hide in the cleft, though he will pilot my soul on through. I like the promise I am coming for you.
Hallelujah.
The sainted pilgrims gone on before, loved ones who left us now wait on that shore. Sometimes their leavings left me lonely and blue, till Jesus whispers, I am coming for you. I like the promise that he gave when he left. And though he's the rock and I can hide in the cleft, though he will pilot my soul on through, I like the promise I am coming for you.
Jesus said that if he went away, he would come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we could be also. Hallelujah. Wonderful words of life. The trump of God is going to sound. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he instructs us to wherefore comfort one another with these words. I'm an excited preacher today. I have an excited church, and I have an excited radio congregation and some internet congregation, and we are excited. We like the promise. We hold fast to that, and we're agreeing together in one mind and one accord that it's going to happen, and it will, because Jesus said so. If you're not ready to meet him today, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time if you'll just call on him. I thank the Lord for his goodness. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here weekly at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. We cannot do this without you. So thank you for praying for us most of all.
And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something left and you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. And if you don't have any funds, you're still welcome to send a song request or a prayer request or a letter, or, you know, let us know that you're there. Send any mail or address any checks payable to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. And you click listen online, select the date, and hear the service anytime. And if or you're on the website, you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. It works you through PayPal, but there are no hidden fees or charges. It is a safe transaction. I'm notified immediately when you do that. You don't have to set up an account. You have no obligation whatsoever. So thank you so much for praying for us, letting us know that you're there, and helping us if at all possible. We don't have anything to sell. We're just bringing you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in song and in word. Have your Bible open to the book of John, chapter 1, in just a little while. It will be different the next time.
The first time you came to a stable long ago, they cast you aside, for they really didn't know you had come to their world to save and to heal. So they brought you and your cross to the top of the hill. The next time you come, wait and see. You've got a lot of lonely children, and one of them is me. Lord, you know I want to see you. I've never really felt at home. So if you're waiting to be invited, Lord Jesus, please come. Minutes seem like hours, and hours like days. I don't know how long we've waited, but it seems it's been always. Just to think the God of glory came in flesh like a man, and the thanks you got for coming were the nails in your hands. But it'll be different the next time you come. Wait and see. You've got a lot of lonely children, and one of them is me. Lord, you know I want to see you. I've never really felt at home. So if you're waiting to be invited, Lord Jesus, please come.
Hallelujah. Thank you for bearing with us there. The Master came on a mission. just recently where I work at Menards in Mount Vernon, Illinois, I had someone pass me, walk past, and I heard someone make the statement, they are on a mission. That meant that they had a place to go, and they didn't intend to stop or be interrupted till they got there. Jesus came on a mission, and he did not intend to stop until the mission was completed. He did not mean to be interrupted and delay his coming, but he came at the time that was appointed. The Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. Jesus arrived in the world in Bethlehem at the right time. John 1:11 tells us, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Jesus was the greatest missionary of all time. In fact, he left heaven. He left his exalted position. He left it there to come to earth to be on the greatest mission trip of all times. His mission was to redeem the earth. His mission was to save mankind from the fatal results of Adam's fall. I'm glad Jesus came. Glory to his name. And he stayed long enough to finish the work of redemption. On Calvary, we hear the cry from the cross that says it is finished. He tells us in Luke 19:10 that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. In Mark 2:17, we are told that he came to call sinners to repentance. And in John 5:30, he came to do the will of his Father. Jesus came on a threefold mission in that portion. In fact, of history, Jesus Christ came into the world. However, his coming into the world was not the beginning of Jesus. He was the Word that was in the beginning. The Scripture teaches us in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. Let's read a little bit. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Yes, Jesus came into the world, and he came from eternity. He always was. He is the eternal God. He came from glory, the glory that was before the world ever. John 17:5. He temporarily laid aside his glory, and he took a body, the form of man. He took that through the Virgin Mary, and he lived long enough to die for the sins of the world. Jesus came to reveal God's purpose. In John 14:9, he came to reveal God's power. According to John 3:16, he came to reveal God's plan. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus came into the world to reveal God's power. Yes, and he tells us in Acts 1:8, the Spirit speaking, hallelujah, and after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Jesus came to reveal the person of God to the people of the earth. All that has ever been, or all that is ever to will be, was revealed in the person of God. In the person of Jesus Christ, he came to reveal the plan of God, the plan for the earth, the plan of salvation for the world, and the plan of salvation for the people who live on the earth. Jesus came to reveal God's power over nature. Jesus came to reveal God's power over demons. Jesus came to reveal God's power over death. Hallelujah. He came to be victorious. There's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Yes, Jesus took on the form of a serpent, Philippians 2:7. And Jesus came and he took sin in his own body, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He was the perfect sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Son of God. And in order for Jesus to accomplish his mission on earth, he took upon himself a form of man. He became a body of flesh. And in order to feel our weaknesses, he became flesh. And then he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But the greatest thing that Jesus took was our sins. He became our substitute. He died for the sinner, and that sinner was me. And he finished the work that he was given to do. He fulfilled his mission. He was approved by God. Amen. When God saw the sacrifice of Jesus, he wrote down, "Well done, you're a good and a faithful servant." Hallelujah. There it was, an accomplishment there. That was the greatest accomplishment that has ever been known in the world. Never before or never since has there been such a miracle take place as what took place that day on Calvary when Jesus finished his mission. Now he's ascended back to heaven, preparing a place for us, promising us that if he went away, he would come again. If there's any doubt in your mind, read John chapter 14. He will remind us that he is coming again. Why don't you call on him today? If you don't know Christ as your Savior, you're the target. You're the reason that he came. You're the focus of his mission. He'll forgive you today if you'll call upon him and repent. If you'd like to have special prayer or any time you'd like to contact us, you can always call 618-214-1410. And you can send any cards or letters or checks, money order, any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
But it'll be different the next time you come. Wait and see. You've got a lot of lonely children.